Biden is planning first major federal tax hike in nearly 30 years. We'll talk about it next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times bestselling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, recently I've been posting educational videos on my YouTube channel. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth because a lot of people have been searching and asking questions regarding what does President Biden have up his sleeve? What is he proposing? And so I've been sharing what President Biden has up his sleeve, and he's revealing more and more of this. In fact, in the last couple of days, there are several news outlets. I'm looking at an article right now from the Daily Wire, and the headline is Biden is planning first major federal tax hike in nearly 30 years. And it's always interesting to me how people go, what? I was sharing this with some people, and well, we didn't know that that's what he had up his sleeve or in his mind. And I'm going, so you didn't look at what he normally has been for in the past. So let me make you aware of some major tax changes, because these are going to be dramatic, and what you should be doing, okay? So there are some basic tax increases with income tax. So there's different types of taxes, income tax, there's estate tax, or what is called the inheritance tax oftentimes, and also the capital gains tax. So we'll cover those three in this segment. But basically, if you remember, President Biden during his campaign was talking about one of his first things is he wanted to repeal the Trump tax cuts. And he realized as he got closer and then he won the election that he had to step back a little bit, because if he simply repeals the Trump tax cuts for income taxes, that's going to hurt a lot of his, what he says are his people, the middle income earners in America, and those making a little less than the average income. Yep. Because the Trump tax cuts were down 3% from 25%. And when Bush was in, it used to be 28, it went down to 25. So let me give you a little history lesson. Back in 1986, President Reagan was serving his second term. And Reagan believed at the time that if the federal government taxed people more than 28%, because 41 out of 50 states has a state income tax on top of that, which usually brings it up to about 33%. He realized historically, with all kinds of civilizations, clear back to biblical times, that if the government assessed taxes of more than one third, it actually did more damage than good. People stopped going out and expanding their businesses. They said, what's the use? They stopped hiring. It actually causes recessions and unemployment. And so Reagan understood that. And so the basic philosophy is, because I'm a red-blooded American, I think we should all pay our fair share of tax, and taxes are actually an asset. In other words, the freeways and the police and the firefighters and all those things, that school teachers that we fund with tax dollars, those are public assets. Now, we may not agree with how the government is a steward over our tax dollars, but let's not go there right now. But see, we have two basic philosophies. And so this is not a political agenda right now. But basically, one political philosophy is let's have more and more and more government providing lots of things for people. And the best way to raise tax revenue is raising taxes. Whereas the other political philosophy is basically, let's be more self-reliant, get by on the least amount of government regulations and so forth as we possibly can. And if we need tax revenue, let's raise the revenue that's being taxed. and you can raise the revenue by lowering taxes. So Reagan, he believed in that philosophy, and so he lowered taxes. The tax rates were like 70%. They went down to 28%. And then you have your state income tax on top of that. And that is what set up one of the most prosperous decades we've ever seen in America, the 1990s. And of course, Bill Clinton wanted to take credit for that. But it was all set up by Reagan's lowering of taxes. And so you can look in history and see how taxes are affected based upon who was in the executive branch and the legislative branches of Congress. So what happened is we went from two tax brackets, a 28% and a 15%, clear back in the 1986 Tax Reform Act. And by the end of the century, in 2000, we ended up with six brackets again, the highest being just under 40%. And then what happened? 9/11 happened, and Bush was in. And so in order to get the economy going, he believed in lowering taxes. So he took the 28% bracket for couples making, you know, in the $70,000 to $80,000 range, single taxpayers making half that, about $35,000. He lowered it from 28% down to 25%. If Hillary had been elected, she was going to take it back up to 28 or higher. Well, Trump got elected, and so he lowered it from 25 down to 22. He introduced a new bracket at 24. And so these are the lowest tax rates in a long time. And so Biden needs to somehow raise that directly or indirectly. He's already announced he wants to raise the highest bracket, which Trump lowered from 39.6% down to 37. He says, yeah, yeah, couples making over 400,000, individuals making over 200,000 ought to be paying close to 40% in federal tax. Now, he's actually affecting the middle income earners in other ways. Here's one of them. He wants to do away with pre-tax contributions to 401ks. Did you hear that? In other words, a person making $100,000 a year, if they contributed 15% of that income to a 401k, they only had to report $85,000 on their 1040 tax return. Okay, you got to fund the 401k with pre-tax dollars. Biden wants to do away with that. And so you'll have to report the entire $100,000 of income, and then he's going to give you a tax credit, maybe around 25 or 26% is what it's looking like. So that means if you have a marginal tax bracket higher than 25, 26%, you will be paying more in tax. You have an increase in taxes because if you're contributing money to traditional IRAs, 401ks, your credit will not be as good, and you're going to have to shell out more in tax. So, see, the government giveth and the government taketh away. I've often said, if pro and con are opposite, Congress is the opposite of progress, okay? Now, and there's two other taxes. One is the estate tax. That is the amount of tax that is owed to the government when both a husband and wife pass away. Because when one passes away, everything transfers to the spouse without an estate tax. But when both a husband and a wife passes away, 9 months later, the children have to file a 706 form showing all of the assets, everything that their parents own, jewelry, clothing, everything, and a tax is due. Now, clear back in the 1990s, you only had to pay an estate tax on assets that total over $600,000. And then it went up to $1 million by the turn of the century. And it started out at 37% estate tax, and it topped out at 55%. Now, with Bush coming in, and because of 9/11, they raised the exemption to where it got up to $5 million, and a married couple could each have $5 million apiece. Right now, as I speak, around $23.5 million, and people say, oh, well, we're not worth more than that. Well, there are some states that start charging an estate or an inheritance tax at the $1 million level. Hillary wanted to lower it back down to $1 million. Biden, I don't know what he's going to do, but I wouldn't be surprised if he lowers down that exemption limit. And he wants to take the estate tax rate from 40% clear up to 67%. That's dramatic. Now, the third kind of tax is the capital gains tax. And this is the tax that you pay when you sell a highly appreciated asset. If your parents own stock or whatever, and they've kept it for years, and you inherit that, you would get a step-up in basis. He wants to do away with the step-up in basis. If your parents bought a rental property for $250,000 30 years ago, and it doubled in value every 15 years because it's appreciated at about 5%, many people now have rental properties that are worth $1 million they bought 30 years ago for $250,000. If you have been doing 1031 exchanges, putting that off, and you die, you think your children get a step up in basis, meaning the children only have to pay tax on what they sell it for over and above what it was worth when they inherited it. This is going to be substantial. Not only that, he wants to raise capital gain tax rates from a high of 20% under Trump to 39.6%. He wants to double it. Folks, the corporate rate he wants to raise from 21% up to 28%.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Best financial advice: don't follow the herd. And don't listen to the mainstream media, because they're part of the herd. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, if you are just joining us. In the previous segment, I was quoting from an article and expounding on Biden is planning first major federal tax hike in nearly 30 years. And I was talking about some of the taxes that he is increasing because he has billions and, frankly, trillions of dollars that he's got to come up with to cover all of these expenditures. I mean, you look at the stimulus packages, $4 trillion, and we just had $1.9 trillion added. Where's the money going to come from? You know, the IRS only collects about $4 to $5 trillion a year in taxes, and the government already needs all of that money just for their current budget, and they've thrown that much again. They've doubled the expenditures on a federal level already this year. I mean, that would be like a couple that makes $100,000 a year, and they keep spending $200,000. Now, that's not where it's ending because they have a lot of other initiatives and they want to tuck those in, because my understanding is out of the $1.9 trillion stimulus package that was just passed, only about 9% of it had to do with the pandemic or COVID-19. The rest of it had to do with all kinds of other things they sort of sneaked in there. And that's what sort of they have up their sleeve for the next relief package, using the pandemic as the excuse to get a lot of these other things tucked into bills with this pork spending and so forth. Now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said at least part of the next bill will have to be paid for, and pointed to higher tax rates, okay? In other words, she says, I'm not going to sit here and print a bunch of money, which causes, you know, inflation like crazy. Be ready, because we're headed for not only higher taxes, but inflation, cutting the purchasing power of our dollars down. But she says, you know what? If you're going to pass another big, huge spending bill in the trillions, you've got to come up with at least half of that by getting money back from these people you're giving it to. And she didn't say it that way, but you give everybody $1,400. She says, I want you to get that $1,400 back by raising taxes. And so you've got to show me a way that when you give it to people, you can get it back from those people. The government giveth and the government taketh away, right? Okay. Now, if you don't understand this, you've got your head in the sand. But see, Biden wants to increase corporate rates from 21% up to 28%. Do you know what caused the huge boom during the Trump era? It was because he lowered taxes for individuals and businesses. What happens when you raise taxes from 21 up to 28%? You say, well, that's only 7%. No, we're talking about a substantial percentage increase out of corporate budgets. A lot of corporations only operate on a 3% profit margin. Hello? And so what do corporations have to do? They have to lay off people. They have to cut costs. They have to change to automation. That's the same effect as putting the $15 minimum wage across the board, across the country. Employers can't afford it. And so they're already planning on laying off tons of people. 1.4 million jobs will go down the drain. And so we're headed for recession. We're headed for high unemployment. And we're headed for higher interest rates. All kinds of things are the domino effects of what Biden is proposing here. And if you don't understand this, oh my heavens, you're going to be shocked when you end up getting hurt and you don't take proactive measures. Because a lot of times people say, well, if it passes, it won't take effect until next year, right? And I go, no. No, many times there have been presidents that passed legislation that was retroactive back to January 1st before they were even sworn in as president. This has happened many, many times, okay? And so get ready. And so what should you be doing? Let's just say, okay, if you understand we've got income taxes being affected, 401k contributions being affected, we have estate tax, we have capital gains tax. Oh, I've got to just share with you, what does this mean on capital gains? A lot of people go, well, is that big of a deal? And listen, I sold a commercial building about a year and a half ago, and that capital gain is added on top of your income to determine your income tax bracket. And so that sent me into the highest bracket, and I had to pay 20% in capital gain tax on the sale of that commercial property. Not only that, but there's about 3% that goes to Obamacare when you have a capital gain. And then many states have a capital gain tax. I shelled out about 28% in capital gain tax. Now, I've always felt like the capital gain tax was a little bit unfair because a lot of the gain is because of inflation. For example, if your parents bought a rental home for $250,000, and if it's appreciating at 5% a year, it will double to $500,000 in 15 years and double again to $1 million in another 15 years. So 30 years down the road, it's now worth $1 million. Well, if the inflation rate at the time on real estate was 3% and you had appreciation rate of 5, then a lot, 60% of your gain was just because the cost of living went up. In other words, your $1 million rental property now is only providing enough income or whatever. It just sort of stayed ahead of inflation by 2 percentage points. Because a lot of the gain came because the cost of living went up. The rent that you're now getting on $1 million property doesn't buy as many gallons of gas, loaves of bread, and golf green fees that it did 30 years earlier. Does this make sense? And so I've always felt like capital gain taxes are unfair. But if you've noticed, Uncle Sam has his hand out on wanting your money whenever you earn it, when you save it, when you invest it. When you liquidate things, when you sell things, when you retire, when you die, the government has their hand out. And so they love, tax revenuers love to come in and tax you when there is money being transacted. So when you sell a property and you realize a gain, that's when money crosses the table, let's say at a title company or whatever. And so they want to have their hand out there to get a share of that capital gain. Now, generally speaking, Republicans have said because that's a tax on inflation, you should lower the tax rate. And that's why under Trump, if you had a very low income and a low capital gain, it was zero. And then, there's a 15% bracket and there's a 20%. But see, whatever you sell it for, any gain is added on top of your income. So that usually pushes somebody's income tax bracket up to the highest, paying 20% to the federal government. Now, Biden wants to take that up to 39.6%, up to ordinary income tax rates. So that's almost doubling. And then he wants to do away with a step up in basis on long-term capital gains. So let's go back to this example. Under Trump, if you were inheriting that $1 million rental property from your folks that they bought 30 years ago for $250,000, and whether it's the same property or not, if they did 1031 exchanges and so forth, then they kept deferring. And they did that so that when they died, you inherited it. in hopes that you would get a step up in basis, so it was worth a million when you inherited it. Let's say a year later you sell it for $1,100,000. You would only have to pay a capital gain tax on, let's say, that $100,000, which would be $20,000. Okay? That's under Trump. Under Biden, what he wants to do is do away with a step up in basis. So if you inherited that and sold it for $1 million or $1,000,001, they probably depreciated that down to just the value of the land. So your gain would be about $1 million, and he wants to tax you at 40%. That's $400,000 plus the state that you live in and so forth, plus the Obamacare portion. And so you'll probably end up giving up half in capital gain taxes, more like $500,000 instead of maybe $20,000 or $25,000. This is huge. And so these are the different ways Biden has come up with to raise taxes to be able to have the money to cover some of this spending and what he wants to do. And you add on top of that student loan forgiveness going from $10,000 up to $50,000. Oh, my heavens. Folks, what should you be doing, because this is likely going to pass?
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.